Selected results from IceCube, by Teresa Montaruli. Neutrino astronomy saw its birth with the discovery by IceCube of a diffuse flux at energies above 60 TeV with intensity comparable to a predicted upper limit to the flux from extra-galactic sources of ultra-high-energy cosmic rays, UHECRs. While such an upper limit corresponds to the case of calorimetric sources, in which cosmic rays lose all their energy into photopion production, the first statistically significant coincident observation between neutrinos and gamma rays was observed from a blazar of intriguing nature. A very high-energy muon event, of most probable neutrino energy of 290 TeV for an E2.13 spectrum, alerted other observatories, triggering a large number of investigations in many bands of the electromagnetic, M, spectrum. A high gamma ray state from the blazar was revealed soon after the event and in a follow-up to about 40 days. A posteriori observations also in the optical and radio bands indicated a rise of the flux from the TXS0506+056 blazar. A previous excess of events of the duration of more than 100 d was observed by IceCube with higher significance than the alert itself. These observations triggered more complex modeling than simple one-zone proton synchrotron models for proton acceleration in jets of active galactic nuclei, AGNs, and more observations across the M spectrum. A second piece of evidence was a steady excess of about 50 neutrino events with reconstructed soft spectrum in a sample of lower energy well-reconstructed muon events than the alert event. A hotspot was identified in a catalog of 110 gamma ray intense emitters and starburst galaxies in a direction compatible with NGC 1068 with a significance of 2.9 sigma. NGC 1068 hosts a mildly relativistic jet in a starburst galaxy, seen not from the jet direction but rather through the torus. This Seyfert 2 galaxy is at only 14.4 MPa from the Earth. We discuss these observations. This was Selected Results from IceCube, by Teresa Montaruli.